Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. And that means it's time for an update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Joining us, we have Denise York. Good morning, Denise. How you doing?
Good morning, James. Doing just fine. How are you?
Yeah, good to have you on here. Doing well. Yeah. And we had a great time at Summer Celebration.
It was really fun. Huge crowd.
Good crowd. Good fireworks there. I mean, you had front row seat, so I mean, it was probably, we were back there in the RV park for the actual fireworks, and we still had plenty of noise, we could see quite a few even over the top of the trees and everything, you know, most of them, half.
So I was there with where Bob was set up for the sound and everything, and you don't realize how many low ones are going on.
There are a lot of low ones.
Yeah, so that was new, you know, for me this year. I did get some feedback from Sherry Spears, who won the VIP booth. And they just had a blast. She wants it again next year. But she said it's more like being inside the fireworks.
Inside it. Yeah. Yeah, you're looking up all over.
Yeah,
sort of
it's
thing.
Just all around you. So.
Well, and I told Gail this, but I must say the amount of unique fireworks, stuff right. that is just really, really different as far as, you know, what they do. You know, everyone knows the ones that just go up and, you know,
right,
boom.
Right.
But these are the ones that just came down and, you know, hard to describe. But there are a lot of really, really unique ones. And I think he said that even the folks shooting them off hadn't seen some of those. So
did you see the squirt?
Yeah, those are great.
I love those. So, yeah, it was another great show. So thanks to Gail and all, you know, his whole team that puts that together. And the city. I mean, there's a lot of people that come together on that.
Another world-class job?
Yeah. So.
Yep. All right, well, what do we have going on with Coffeeville's Reawakening? You want to start with the Midland?
I will start with the Midland. We've got Vaude in the Ville. That's coming up Saturday, August 5th, and tickets are on sale now. So they're online. You can go to the Midland Facebook page. There's a link there. Or any board member. We've got quotas. We've got to sell so many. So being at Roosevelt Middle School this year, it's a bigger venue, so we can sell a lot more tickets. We almost sold out at the college last year, so we're looking forward to seeing how many we can actually get in there. But it's a vaudeville-style variety show. I plan on having maybe Lisa Sheck or someone on in the next week or so that you know, goes through the lineup. I'm not exactly sure of all the artists that are going to be there, but it's music, comedy. We've got Lindsay Euler Goldapp coming back as the MC. And tickets are $30, but that also gets you into the after party, which we have at Coffeeville's Reawakening. And it's just food and drink and, you know, great time for everybody to get together after the show and you know, talk to Midland board members and see what we've got going on. So
excellent.
Don't miss that, August 5th. So, and then the outdoor movie nights, they're going to be starting up here in August. And the first one's August 26th, National Treasure. And then September 16th will be Shrek, and October 21st is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Excellent.
And that's a great, you know, evening out with Community State Bank sponsors the movies for us, Lieber Brothers, and Isham's always help with the popcorn and stuff. So we've got quite a few sponsors on that, and hopefully people will get to see the new restrooms at the Midland. So then I wanted to mention tonight, Bingo, Cedar Bluff Camp, you know, be there if you can.
If you can, yeah. 6 o'clock, right?
6 o'clock. They've got hot dogs and chips tonight.
Good.
So you can purchase those, have dinner, and dinner and games.
Hey, a fun time.
Yeah. And then tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Coffeeville's Reawakening is sponsoring a Q&A on the downtown, historic downtown rehabilitation grant program that the city has put together. And we've got Charla Brown and Stephanie Richardson from the city will be in to answer questions. And Janie Gillis from Coffeeville Area Community Foundation will be there. They've got some funds also. So you get a chance to see what is available if you want to, you know, do some rehabilitation on your building downtown, or if you want to relocate a business downtown. You know, just come, and it's an informal meeting, so maybe an hour or so, but you can ask questions and see what all's going on there.
So, of course, this is going to be good for anyone who has a downtown business or is maybe considering moving downtown, right?
Right. Or own a building, even if you don't have the business in it. There's, you know, different grant programs that they've got set up, and this is from that half-cent sales tax initiative that they're collecting money on, so now it's time to start putting it back in downtown.
Sure, and I know there's different, and they'll go into it more in depth, but like there you could do a facade, you could do electrical, you could do plumbing, kind of different categories, right?
Right, different categories, relocation, mixed use, so it'll be a good informational session for anybody that's got questions or how to apply or fill out the application. I think it's very simple. The application is like 19 pages long, but only two of those pages you have to fill out. The rest of it is kind of explaining the program. So, but we've had a lot of questions, and I think having those guys in to talk to everybody and answer them officially would be, you know, going to be beneficial.
Sure, that's going to be a good one-stop shop on all that.
Right, and I wanted to holler out about the Viper in the Ville. Make sure you're painting the rocks and bringing them down to the community garden on 9th Street, and let's see how long that snake will be. I need to check with Peggy. I'm not sure how long it is right now. So, but I know me and our grandkids have been painting rocks, so we just haven't delivered them yet.
That's good.
And then we do have up at the swimming pool, Christmas in July. It's a pool party that's going to be on July 25th from 5 until 8. And the pool will close at 4, then reopen at 5 with a Christmas theme. So I think it's $1 a piece to get in, and it's just something to do for the summer.
Yeah, and I saw that they're also having a throwback night here on Sunday on the 23rd, okay. Which is kind of cool. So $1.50 entry, classic cars, 60s, 70s music, games and prizes, pool and Coffeeville trivia. And I know that in addition, they're looking for if you have any old pictures of the pool and that sort of thing, they're going to make like a little collage or something. So you could bring those pictures or...
And then, you know, I've got a tintype that we found over when we were redoing our buildings of the swimming pool from probably back in the 30s or 40s. It's pretty cool. I might pull that out and see if we can do anything with it.
But, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, you put some ink on it, or I don't know how to stamp those things out.
You know,
or,
I don't either. You know? I read online where you could put them on a modern-day printer and take, and I did all the little things they said you could do, and it didn't work.
Well, maybe when Dale calls in, he used to do printing, so he'll know how to do a tin type, maybe, or it's like a kind of a stamp-looking thing.
Yeah, it's a piece of wood with a metal etched picture. We've got probably 20 of them down there of just scenes around Coffeeville that are really cool, so I'd like to be able to get the pictures.
Okay, well,
I'll
ask him when he calls.
Okay, well, and talking about pictures, we're looking for any pictures that someone may have when the Midland opened of the chandelier or the inside from like 1928, because we'd really like to know what that looks like. We've had somebody that's looking for a picture of the old panel van that Tal used to drive that had the drive-ins logo on it and everything. So if anybody around Coffeeville has any of these old pictures like that, we'd really like to see them. So
hey, that's a good reminder, because especially if, you know, you're inside on a hot day, if you have nothing to do, hey, grab those old photo albums down, you know, visiting grandma, that sort of thing. See what's in there. You never know what you might find.
You know, there's a lot of stuff up in attics, you know, that we just need to start going through and seeing what we can find, because somebody would be interested in it.
So. Absolutely. Well, that's great, Denise. Yep. I really appreciate you getting all that information out, and lots of fun stuff coming up here this summer as we go through July.
A lot of vacation Bible schools I see going on too.
There is. Yeah, they're going this week.
Yep. So.
Alrighty.
Good times.
Good deal. Well, Denise, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Alrighty, and we'll be back here in just a few with an edition of Open Line. That's on the way here on KGGF. We have 77 degrees right now in Coffeeville.